Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 18th chapter of Matthew. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. It would appear that when my grandchildren start school, they will not be fully equipped. That is because they are missing some essentials for attending school in the 21st century. Sure, they will have their number 2 yellow pencils, and they will have big erasers, their box of crayons, and their lined paper. They will have new lunch boxes and spanking new clothes. But they will still be missing what more than a few people say are the essentials. And if you're wondering what those essentials might be, I can tell you. They are things which are designed to make them feel safe. What kind of things? Things like whiteboards. Normally, whiteboards are used for drawing and erasing, but new whiteboards are bulletproof, too. Then there's the backpacks. The San Diego firm Mighty Mojo makes backpacks which sell for $149.95. Does that price seem to be a bit high for a backpack? It is. But then again, this is no ordinary backpack. The Mighty Mojo backpack is bulletproof and is guaranteed to stop a .44 Magnum slug which has been fired from 5 yards away. Now, I don't want anyone to think that I am downplaying the need for children in school to be made as secure as possible. If you have bought such a backpack, more power to you. On the other hand, this bit of protection provides no security from a bomb thrown by a crazed classmate, a car being driven by a person with an unbalanced mind, or the cruel taunts which are leveled at our little ones by the classroom bully. In truth, every time some mega-smart inventor comes up with a product which will provide protection, an equally brilliant and twisted mind will come up with a way around that protection. If you doubt me, ask the security folk at Heathrow Airport in England, who are trying to figure out how to screen breast implants which might actually be terrorist bombs. Really. Which is why I would like to suggest, in a world which has been turned topsy-turvy by sin, that the best protection we can give our children is the Savior. He has promised to be a friend when all others have proven to be faithless. He has promised to be with us when all others may desert us. He has promised to send His only angels to watch over us when others have turned their backs. And most importantly, He has promised to make sure that nothing in all creation can separate us from His love. The Savior's foolproof security was bought by His life, death, and resurrection. It is a security which the world cannot understand and will never be able to circumvent. We pray. Dear Lord, the devil may still walk about as a lion, but he also prowls this world as a bully, a terrorist, and an antagonist. May our children always walk with and be protected by their loving Savior. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.